Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis, support.greatdetectives.net. And thank you to Michael for supporting the program that way. You can also become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. Just go over to patreon.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for this week's episode of The Man Called X. The original air date, March the 3rd, 1951, and the title is Dope Smuggling.
Now we present Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X, the Saturday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama, brought to you by Chesterfield. The only cigarette that combines mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. The cigarette that brings you Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. By RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. Hey, fellas, come on, you're on.
Say, Bing, you got a minute?
Oh, sure, Bob. I got all the time in the world.
Don't tell me you own that, too.
Oh, never mind that stuff. Get to work, will you?
Okay. Folks, better-tasting Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. And you can prove that yourself. Just make our mildness test. Buy Chesterfields, then open them and enjoy that milder, mellow aroma. Now light one up, and you'll know Chesterfield's milder because it smokes milder. And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel.
Yes, mildness and no unpleasant aftertaste are what you and I and every smoker wants.
Hurry up, Dad. Here comes the music.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
Oh-ho, open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them.
The International Airport at Los Angeles is a main port of entry between the West Coast and Mexico. The volume of business is large, and the U.S. customs inspectors who man its gates have their hands full. They deal with all kinds of people in the course of their work, good and bad, honest and dishonest, and shrewdly place them in various categories. But one of today's passengers has a category all his own.
Zellschmidt is the name, Inspector Pagan Zellschmidt, vice president of the Achzell Beverage Company, bottlers of the famous soft drink...
Never heard of it.
Oh, you will, my good man, you will, yeah.
I'll hold my breath. All right, unlock your bag.
Sure, why not? I've just got this one bag.
What's in those boxes?
Oh, just some spices and herbs.
What kind of spices and herbs?
All kinds.
Hey, look out, you're gonna knock that box off the table.
Oops.
Oh, fine. Busted wide open.
Well, that's okay. I can just gather it together.
Hey,
like...
wait a sec. Let's have a look at that. All kinds is right.
Huh?
Including opium.
Okay. But
stay where you are. You're under arrest.
Well, I demand a habeas corpus. I want a lawyer. I want my congressman. I want Mr. Rex.
Actually, Ken, it doesn't surprise me a bit. I hate to say I told you so, but...
But you will. Is that it, Chief?
Yes, confound it. Because I have told you so, Ken. Zellschmidt is a conniving, swindling little two-bit crook who'd sell out anybody, including you, at the drop of a hat.
Sure, I know that.
Well, if you know it, why do you let him hang around you?
Oh, a lot of reasons, Chief. He's useful for one thing, has shady contacts all over the world.
Yeah.
And he'll sell out the other side, too. Anyway, I kind of like him.
Oh. Even when he's caught red-handed smuggling opium?
I simply can't buy that one. The opium racket just doesn't fit Pagon's personality.
I don't see why not. He's done everything else.
That's the point, Chief. Everything else. I think he's been made the fall guy for somebody.
For whom?
I'll know more about that when I get back from L.A.
Ken, if you go out there and try to help that good-for-nothing little bum, you'll just be wasting your time.
Chief, aside from Pagon, even if he weren't mixed up in this, it would hardly be a waste of time.
What do you mean?
I mean opium. That's the lowest, dirtiest game in the world, wherever it's played. Any chance to smash it is never a waste of time. I'm going to Los Angeles.
Mr. Thurston, you see, they mean business. They even slapped a big master padlock on the cell, so I'll never get out.
Well, that's the price of crime, Pagon.
What crime? Now what? They just got it in for me, that's all. I didn't do nothing.
Nothing? When did opium smuggling get to be nothing?
But I didn't. I swear by the father of my father.
Never mind.
But I really didn't. This time.
Okay. Then what is the story?
Well, it all started when I decided to go into this beverage bottling business with Uncle Ahmed. No, this time it was strictly legitimate, really. Of course, the first thing we needed was some herbs and spices to make the soft drinks out of. So I had some phony letterhead printed and...
Strictly legitimate.
Well, anyway, I got a letter back to come down and get some free samples from this Mendoza Ranchos company in Guadalajara.
Mendoza Ranchos company, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I did. And here I am in jail.
Yes, because of opium. Not herbs and spices.
But it was packed inside the sample boxes. How should I know?
Are you sure you didn't?
Oh, Mr. X, I swear by the father of
my... Let's not go into that again. Well, it sounds like a typical Pagon Ahmed crooked scheme.
Crooked?
Sure. 10-1, you represented yourself as a potential buyer of carload lots and got a couple of $100 worth of samples for nothing.
300.
Okay, then 300.
It was enough to run us for a whole year.
Yeah, except for one thing. Somebody saw a chance to use you.
But who, Mr. X?
That's what we're going to find out when we get to Guadalajara.
What do you mean, we?
You've been released in my custody, Pagon. Come on. Pack your toothbrush, if any, and let's go. Straight ahead, Pagon. Gate D, there at the end.
Hey! Hey, that's our plane now, Mr. Thurston. It's taking off.
No, it's the one past it. Come on.
Boy, I won't feel safe until I get in the air and out. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That is quite all right.
Jose, what are you doing here?
Well, I...
Mr. Thurston, I want you to meet a very dear old friend who I met on the plane coming up from Guadalajara.
Senor.
Jose?
How come you're here at the airport? You meeting somebody?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm taking the plane to Guadalajara.
But you just got here 2 days ago. You said you
There has been a change of plans. Now, if you will excuse me.
Now, wait a second,
Good
Jose.
Good day, gentlemen. It has been a pleasure.
I can't understand it, Mr. Thurston. He was so friendly on a trip up.
Why not? With you packing his opium across the border for him, why shouldn't he be friendly?
You mean I was...
It's an idea, anyway.
Oh, I beg your pardon, senores. Oh. Could you tell me which is the gate for the plane to Guadalajara?
It's gate D. We are going there ourselves. Here, let me help you with that hat box.
Oh, thank you so much. And you are also traveling to Guadalajara, senor?
Yeah.
Have you been there before?
Oh, not for a long time. Lovely city, though, as I recall
it. Oh, it is. I hope you enjoy your visit with us, senor.
Oh, thanks. Ah, here we are, gate D.
Gracias, senor. And since we are fellow passengers, it does seem awkward to call you senor.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Ken Thurston. This, by the way, is Pagon Zelschmidt.
Hello. I am Evelina Mendoza.
Mendoza?
Yes. Perhaps you have heard of my father, Don Federico. He is owner of the Mendoza Ranchos Company.
Hey, taxi, senores. You like nice taxi, huh? Take you any place. Want to grab this guy's hack, Mr. Thurston?
Just a second, Pagon.
Oh, you have been charming, Mr. Thurston. It has been a most pleasant trip.
Thank you, Miss Mendoza.
And you will come to dinner this evening. Both of you, of course.
Right, at 8.
Then I'll say hasta luego Until this evening.
Bye.
My name is Pancho, senor. You take my taxi, huh? It's a real fine car. We go like the wind.
Might as well, Mr. Thurston. He's got our bag.
Okay, one cab's as good as another. All right, Pancho, let's go.
Si, si, senor. Si. This way, huh? You coming, huh?
I wonder what happened to Jose. I never did see him get off the plane.
I did. He was the first to leave.
Well, hadn't you to follow him, give him the business, or put the log on him?
Why?
Well, you could. I mean, he didn't like me.
If that's a crime, I'll have to go back to New York and arrest the chief. Say, Pancho, where is this taxi anyway?
Oh, it's only a bit more now, senor.
We're clear down the other end of the terminal.
But it's no matter, senor. It's only around this corner now. Just a little bit more.
All right. Watch your pig. Be ready for a move.
Move? You mean... Oh, no, no, I'd rather be back in jail.
Oh, Rita!
Hit the dirt, Pagan. It's that car by the corner of the building. If I can just get a clear shot at... Ah, too late.
Mr. Thurston, is it all right?
It's all over, if that's what you mean. Car took off and Pancho disappeared into the underbrush.
He shouldn't live so long. And now somebody else doesn't like us.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
The guy in the car, the one who fired those shots. That was your very dear old friend, Jose.
That's the place, Mr. X. That little dump right over our head there.
It's not much of a place for a layout the size of the Mendoza Company.
Oh, I think this is only a retail office for herbs and stuff. The way I get it, they run some big ranches out west of town.
What's the name of the man you dealt with, the one who gave you the samples?
Manuel Gomez. Yeah. He's a little short fellow, bald as an egg. Boy, am I going to tell him a couple of things or two?
You're going to tell him nothing. In fact, you're going to wait for me outside.
Huh?
This Gomez is the only lead I've got so far. And he has to be handled right. You wait here.
Buenos dias, senor. There is something I can do for you.
Yes, you can tell Manuel Gomez I'd like to see him.
Well, si. I could tell him that. But I do not think I will tell him.
Oh, why not?
Because it's a waste of time, I think. He would not care to see you.
I suppose we find out.
Senor, I am Captain Rodriguez, the Policía Federalista.
What are the federal police doing here?
Senor, if you really wish to see Manuel Gomez, then I do not have any objections. Permit me to turn back the sheet. Mira, senor.
Apparently not all the marksmanship in Guadalajara is bad. Right through the heart.
We'll return to The Man Called X in just a moment. Here's a word from RCA Victor. Inch for inch, your best buy in television is RCA Victor 19-inch. Yes, a great many families have taken this advice to heart and bought the thrilling RCA Victor 19-inch. Truly, the most exciting buy in television. When you buy television, remember that the set you choose will be the very hub of your home for years to come. So select the screen size you really want most. The bigger and better RCA Victor 19-inch pictures are the just right size for family viewing. Big enough to watch from across the room, and yet so clear and sharp you can sit up close. That's RCA Victor's million-proof quality for you. Quality proven in over 2 million homes. Your dealer can show you RCA Victor 19-inch television in a table model, a console floor model, or a combination television-radio phonograph. See them. Learn why, inch for inch. Your best buy in television is RCA Victor 19-inch. And now to continue with The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt. A few tins of opium hidden in an herb sample landed Pagan in jail and brought Ken Thurston into the case. But now Ken's one lead, the man who gave Pagan the sample, is dead. So Ken is following a blind trail as he talks with Don Federico Mendoza in his Guadalajara home.
Quinn.
And can I offer you more sherry, Senor Thurston?
No, thanks, Don Federico. This is fine.
Boy, this stuff is real McCoy.
It was brought here from Spain a long time ago, Senor Zellschmidt.
A real pre-prohibition, eh? I think I'll just have another little snort.
I fear I live a much too isolated life, Senor Thurston. Believe me, I am most happy that Evelina has brought you home to dine with us.
I told you you would like him, Padre Cito.
Well, thanks again to both of you. Of course, I imagine your ranches keep you too busy for much of a social life.
No. Unfortunately, I must admit to being a farmer only by inheritance, not by inclination or ability.
Oh, that is not true, Padre. In good years, the crops do very well.
With scarce thanks to me, however. You see, Senor Thurston, I leave the operation of the ranchos entirely in the hands of my manager, an immigrant named Hans Borkny.
I see.
He's very, very efficient. Knows much more about it than I do.
Padre, I am sure Senor Thurston is not interested
in... Oh, but yes, I am. I'm very interested in farming, especially in unusual products.
Well, Hans does have a number of experimental crops, but only he could explain them. I know very little about that phase of the estate.
Maybe you would like to look over the property in the morning, Senor Thurston. It's only a few miles from the city.
Yeah, I should like to.
I would enjoy such an outing myself. It has been nearly a month since
Buenas I... Buenas noches. Oh. I must apologize for being late.
Hans, come in and join us.
Yes, we have guests for dinner.
Oh.
Senor Thurston, Senor Zellschmidt, Hans Borkny, my manager.
Oh, yeah. How do you do? You are from the States, Mr. Thurston?
Yeah, just here on a visit.
There's something familiar about you. Have we possibly met somewhere?
I don't know. Where I might have been, Mr. Borkney?
I'm not sure.
Europe, maybe?
No, I've been away from there for a long time.
Oh, not so very long, Hans. You only came here 3 years ago.
Well, I was in many other places first, Evelina. Don Federico, that trouble at the office seems to be settling down a little.
Oh, excelente. Oh,
no serious trouble, I hope?
Oh, no, Mr. Thurston.
The trouble? You mean that murder?
Please, Senor Zellschmidt. Such things as you mention are a part of the world outside. I never permit them to intrude upon the social life in my home. Shall we go into dinner now? Easy, boy.
Easy now.
I am afraid I'm not quite certain about the crops in these particular fields, Senor Thurston.
I'd say they're lying fallow from the looks of them.
Ah, yes. I believe that is it. Hans knows, of course.
Yes, I noticed that earlier. He seems to be familiar with every blade of grass on the rancho.
He is indeed. I am sure you would have found him a much more interesting guide than I am, Senor Thurston.
Oh, we'll catch up with the rest of the party later. I wanted to... Here. What's the matter, boy?
I believe he's trying to shy at something.
Yeah, something there in the bushes. Here now. Hold it, boy. There.
Can you see what it is?
Say, someone's been hurt.
Why? Why, it is one of the peons. He must have been drinking.
Yeah, it looks like... No, he isn't hurt. And he hasn't been drinking.
Huh?
He's smoking opium.
Opium?
Yeah. Can't you smell it?
Ah, yes, it's too bad. A number of the peons do this upon occasion.
Where do they get this stuff?
Who knows? And who can say they are wrong? The ranchos are not profitable, and the workers' lot is a hard one.
This kind of thing doesn't make it any easier.
They can forget for a while.
Ah, they pay for it, all right. There wouldn't happen to be any opium poppies growing in the ranchos, would there?
I am not even sure that the plant will grow in this climate, Senor.
It will if somebody sets it out and cultivates it.
Then who can say?
Somebody can. I'll bet on that.
Well, I really know very little about the matter, Senor Thurston. Shall we join the others now?
Excellent horseman, Senor Thurston.
Nothing to it. The horse does all the work.
I sure wish mine would.
Well, sir, I think you've seen almost the entire rancho now. Maybe you have decided you would like to be a farmer.
Well, I might if I knew as much about crops as you do, Hans.
Anything which has roots to put it in the ground, I can make it grow.
Ah, yes. Senor Thurston was asking me if I ago about the opium poppies.
Opium poppies?
You see, whether they would grow in this climate. Do you happen to know?
Of course. They will not grow in this climate. There is not the least doubt about it, Mr. Thurston.
I see.
Oh, Senor Thurston, I just remembered a place we have not seen. And I would love to. I haven't been up there for years. Canyon Perdido.
Lost Canyon. Sounds interesting.
Oh, Evelina, my dear, I am much too tired to ride up there today. Please, some other time, eh?
I am sorry, Padrecito. I should not have mentioned it. Senor Thurston, I did not realize how long we have been.
Well, some other time, maybe.
I will have the car brought here if you wish, and one of the peons can take the horses back.
Excelente, Hans, excelente. I have had enough exercise to last me for a month. Tell me, Senor Thurston, what do you think of it?
It's a nice layout, Don Federico. Good example of diversified farming.
Ah, yes.
And those experimental fields. I think I saw at least one specimen of every crop that can possibly be grown. That is, in this particular climate, of course.
I can't tell from nothing of this map, Mr. Thurston. Where are we anyhow?
We're about 10 miles out of Guadalajara. That's the east boundary of the Mendoza Rancho. It's right below us.
I sure hope something don't happen to this plane, Mover.
You should have waited at the hotel, Pagan.
With that Jose character running loose? I'm not that crazy.
Let's see now. This lost canyon must lie along the foothill side of the rancho, so...
I just want to say one thing. Mr. X, I'm opposed to this whole idea.
All right. Your attitude is on record now, so relax and enjoy yourself.
But what we're carrying there in the back of the plane, who can relax?
Well, you better hope the plan works. It's your neck that's out, you know.
But at least I've got a neck now.
This must be it. Just over the ridge.
Look. Look, they're growing stuff down there in that canyon.
I'll say they are. Let's drop down and circle back over it.
You think it's that lost canyon, Mr. Thurston?
Yeah. And a crop of opium. See it down there, 40 acres or more.
But whose is it? Who's growing it?
Let's go down and find out.
Mr. Thurston, the motor's come down.
Sure it did. I cut the switch.
But why?
Because there's somebody down there I want to meet.
Who?
A killer. Operator of one of the rottenest businesses in the world.
Jose.
Maybe.
Hey, is that why the back of the plane is
Hang on, Pagan. We're going to land.
Well, we're here, Mr. X. What do we do now?
Just sit tight until somebody shows up.
Like who, for instance?
Like whoever's back of this whole opium racket.
I mean, all these pretty little flowers around here are opium poppies?
Yeah.
Oops.
Now, I'm sure we must have been seen coming in. But if somebody doesn't show pretty soon, maybe we'd better... Pagan, what's the matter with you? Pagan. Here, you idiot. What are you holding your breath for?
I should get conked out by this opium stuff?
Huh?
Well, look, shouldn't we get out of here before we get dopey?
The head start you've got. Wait. Here comes a station wagon.
But these poppies...
Oh, they can't hurt you. Well, looks like we may have some action now.
Action what I don't want, Mr. X. Not the kind we're gonna get.
Would you rather do 20 years for smuggling dope?
Right now, yes. If I get out of here alive, no. Mr. X, are you sure the back door of the plane is unlocked?
I'm sure. And don't tip the play ahead of time, understand?
All I'm going to do is try just to look non-conspicuous.
Ah. They're suspicious, all right. Or they'd have driven right up to us.
Who's suspicious? Who? You mean it's him?
Yeah. The manager of the ranchos. Who did you expect? Good afternoon, Mr. Borkney.
Get your hands up, Thurston. You too.
Yes, sir. They're up. See?
That was a fast draw, Borkney. You learn it in Germany, Austria, or am I too far south?
So, you're Mr. X. I've heard about you for a long time. But I never thought I'd see you across the sights of a gun.
Well, all of us run into unexpected situations now and then.
Sure we do. Like having a plane motor conk out while we're busy snooping?
Oh, I landed on purpose.
And you all the time I'd be waiting for you, I suppose.
I thought you'd be around somewhere. I wanted a closer look at your poppy field. You in the flower business, Bokney?
I'm in the opium business, Thurston. And I'm going to stay in business. But I don't think you are. Jose!
Oh, no!
Si, senor, yo vengo.
So Jose gets another chance, is that it?
That's it. Jose, I don't think you need any instructions.
Not at all, senor.
Bokney, shouldn't the rest of the corporation be present for the ceremony?
There isn't any rest, Thurston. This is it. If you mean old Federico, he is too busy being an aristocrat to know what's going on around him.
His daughter, too?
Evelina? No. I have other plans for her.
So it's just you and Jose. And Manuel Gomez, until you killed him, of course.
He would have talked under pressure.
I see. Well, I think that's all the information we need. Bokney, I imagine you're aware of the damage a submachine gun can do at close range.
What are you trying?
There are two of them pointed at you right now from the rear door of the plane. Come on out, Captain.
Yo vengo, senor Thurston. Do not move, senor.
Penalistas!
That's right. Better drop those guns.
No. No, you're not going to take me to prison. No!
It doesn't quit!
Oh, Mr. Thurston, he must have been crazy to try that. Why, he didn't have a chance.
Pagan, you didn't have a chance before he tried it. A dope peddler never has a chance. Matter of fact, there's all kinds of dope being peddled in the world today. Far too many people are falling for it. It looks like good business for the peddler, too, for a while. But sooner or later, a dope peddler never has a chance.
Our star, Herbert Marshall, will return in just a moment. Here is something you should know if you ever suffer from the sudden pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. It is a way to ease the pain, often within a few minutes. A way that is incredibly fast and effective. It's Anacin. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people were first introduced to Anacin through their own physicians or dentists. But today, these tablets are in such widespread use that all drug counters have them, and anyone may enjoy their benefits. Next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, by all means, try Anacin. You like the convenience of Anacin tablets, and you will be delighted with Anacin's incredibly fast action. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. Ask for Anacin by name today at your druggist's. Now, here is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. The other folks you listened to tonight were Lucille Meredith, Will Wright, Frank Gerstle, Ted DeCorsia, Harry Bartell, and Tony Barrett. Next week, our story is called Cargo Contraband, and it involves smuggling of one of the most treacherous things in the world, people. Of course, that includes Leon Belasco, who'll be along again as Pagan Zellschmidt. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
The Man Called X is a Saturday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, is produced by J. Richard Kennedy, with music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Tonight's story was written by Les Crutchfield. All characters and incidents in this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Be sure to listen tomorrow evening for The Big Show with Tallulah Bankhead and a great parade of stars, the Sunday night feature of NBC's All-Star Festival. Also on the Theater Guild on the Air tomorrow, you'll hear John Gielgud with Dorothy McGuire and Pamela Brown in a great performance of Shakespeare's Hamlet. And until next week, same time and station, this is Jack Latham saying good night for The Man Called X. Hear Phil Regan's great new show starting tomorrow on NBC.
Welcome back. I did like that acknowledgement at the beginning of the case of why Ken keeps Pagon around. It's obviously not something he's going to say to Pagon, particularly, you know, in the next scene where he's acting like he actually believes that Pagon might have been smuggling the opium into the United States. I also note one of those ongoing patterns of the way the story plays out, in that you have some authority figures who you suspect of being involved in whatever skullduggery is going on, but they're mainly just clueless and aloof. And it seems to happen a lot in this series. All right, well, listener comments and feedback now. And we actually got a tweet here from C. Doherty over in Northern Ireland. He writes, "This was a great listen. Not something I'd normally go for, but a very great great story and ending. Very atmospheric." And that's regarding the episode North of 38, the episode with the man called X visiting North Korea. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your comment. And now I want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Robert, Patreon supporter since August 2016, currently supporting the program at the Detective Sergeant level, $7.14 or more per month. Well, that will actually do it for today. If you are enjoying this podcast, and I do encourage you to rate and review it wherever you're downloading this podcast from. Join us back here tomorrow for a previously uncirculated episode of Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons. We'll be back next Wednesday with another episode of The Man Called X. And then a week from Saturday, we'll be bringing you Top Secrets of the FBI. In the meantime, send your comments to Box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. And I'll always forget our Instagram, Instagram.com/Great Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.